Is it's Murder on Galder's Gate, D&D Encounters, week 9, stage 8. We got all the same guys from last week: Half-Elf Paladin, Dwarven Fighter, Human Cleric, Warforged Fighter, Elven Wizard, Human Monk. Did I get all those right?
Awesome.
Okay, so yesterday was the riot, yesterday was the protest, and in light of that, almost 200 people were killed, many, many more were injured. And then the next day, the city has been building up like water behind a dam, and it has suddenly breaks loose in a riot. Some say a duel got out of hand, others say an argument between harbor hands and merchants started the problem. Afterwards, nobody remembers how it actually began. So, the heroes, this will be the next day, as they're combing through the area trying to make sense of what's been going on. You hear the rumblings. There's, here, what is it? There's, if the heroes are in the city when the riot starts, which you would be, they hear a low roar in the distance. They eventually see huge plumes of smoke rising from the nearby harbor. A riot of enormous proportions has engulfed the port and its surrounding streets. Outer city and lower city residents are tearing shutters and doors off buildings, smashing objects, hurling dissenters into the bay. So this is, it's you guys are all like over here, and we'll say like this riot is sort of broken out all on this side. Where these, it's like, it's craziness. These people have like pushed through the gates, the main gates, and it's all these people from outer city and lower city, and they're just like smashing and vandalizing everything. So, again, this can go as long or as short as you guys want it to. The heroes have the option to get involved, not get involved, try and help, not help, try and take advantage of the situation. It's totally up to you what you want to do. One thing that it does very clearly indicate here, though, is if the heroes have any chance of trying to contain damage, slow down the riot, stop things, change direction, anything like that, you need to work together as a party, because it's abundantly clear that this riot, much like the protest yesterday, there is no clear leadership. It seems to just be like the mass hysteria is taking over, and individual actions against individual participants is almost going to have no effect. It needs to be the group working together to try and interact with large sections of the mob simultaneously. And again, it gives me guidelines here to reward creativity. So
we could have Carl inspire them.
That's what I figured you'd probably do. So you suggest that. I'm sure Carl will be on board.
Do you still take
Metallica? So, Carl, it has been suggested that perhaps you can, calm the masses by inspiring them.
Something here doesn't seem to add up.
No, it adds.
Yeah, it's up.
Well, I understand today's riot, but yesterday's protest, that one man who was killed, the one who was part of the Fist, something here smells foul.
Was he Fist?
No, the guy who was killed with the crossbow was one of the crossbow archer mercenary guys on the wall.
Point is, someone was killed, and it seems a little odd.
I think
there's more at play here than we realize.
I think we should try to stay in the moment right now and try to quell the riot as much as possible.
Yeah.
We've got a good influence here. Ways we can do this would be helpful.
Okay. So this suggestion is being put out. What about you guys? What do you think? What are some ways you think that this group might be able to work to influence the riot and stop things from happening?
No idea. I'm just going to go bounty hunting.
Well, no one's going to pay you for bounty hunting while the city's burning down.
Stop. Please, it's not nice to vandalize.
So you're going to appeal to their good nature and try and convince them that rioting is wrong. Don't roll any dice yet. I just want to get an idea of what people are thinking. Okay.
I don't think there'd be anything I could do, so I'd probably be damage control. Like, I'm a cleric, so I could heal people that get injured that aren't dead. So
Okay.
There's not much you can do once they die.
Are we splitting? Didn't it suggest we split?
No, I assume the group is together. I just want to get an idea of what, like, I assume the party would kick around some ideas if they start to realize what's going on. So the one thing is that's apparent is you guys are in the city. This riot could effectively engulf the whole city. Like, you guys may be in over your head whether you want to be or not. So I want to get an idea of how you plan to try and interact with this happening. So I think it's going to fall to your shoulders again. There's a reason they promoted you.
Your second in command will stand by you.
Yes.
These people are angry and out of control. They need a leader. Someone needs to go up and take control of this situation.
Carl?
If you this sounds together, like a job for Carl!
Can I try and shoot Razor Frost upward so that people can see us?
But
that's a possibility. Yeah,
need to
discuss a plan.
Attention.
I like that idea. Whoa. Yes. So that's he's suggesting a way to get people's attention, and you're thinking using magic.
Yeah.
That certainly would get some people's attention. That's a really good idea. Between the you said you have fire magic and cold magic.
Yeah.
So yeah, you make like fireworks. Cold fire. Cold fire. Cold fire. Okay. So there's been a suggestion to get their attention to provide some leadership. The wizard's suggesting to use magic to visually attract their attention.
We'll need some way to amplify your voice.
Hopefully, if we get their attention, they'll quiet down enough to listen.
Is there like a central area that we can speak to a bunch of people?
That's what I was waiting for. Okay. You guys can definitely find an area, probably like intersections in the city, where you can address like larger crowds at once, and you can certainly position yourselves. You can either try and get up onto maybe the top of a building, over top of like a large intersection. Like I'm almost thinking like Yeung Dundas Square, like someplace where lots of people can be there, and you could like, okay, we're gonna go up onto the patio and address the crowds. So yeah, you definitely from where you are and the Warforge's knowledge of the city, not to mention you guys have been around a while now, you can pick a couple areas. You're like, yeah, this could totally work. This could totally work. Now you realize that assuming that you can sway a portion of the mob to listen to you, this is something you'll probably have to do more than once, right? Because if there's hundreds of people participating, you probably can't get more than 100 at a time. So something to keep in mind. You may have to do this more than once, especially if it doesn't work the first time. So what other sort of prep do you think you guys need to take into consideration?
Does anyone have anything explosive? Mr. Mage can blow it up, and then it'll make a loud sound.
Magic.
And
you magic as well. Yeah, I think the wizard and the cleric between the two of them, they have enough magic that they can draw attention.
I have light and fire,
so they can use their magic to get everyone's attention. Yeah, no problem.
To make it sound.
Yep.
Like a single general leading an army, that general does not lead every troop on his own.
Correct.
He has lesser. What's the word I think?
Subtenants.
Commanders. We should look for other people in the crowds that are quite charismatic to help command smaller groups of people and help get the situation under control.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea. You know that there would definitely be flaming fist soldiers in the city, and there would be watch patrol. And although you guys don't normally all work together, given that this riot is like wrecking the city, I think people will put their issues aside.
If we were to rally all the soldiers together, then perhaps we could have them go down and rally some of the civilians together, who can further rally more people.
So it's if you get it, sort of get the ball rolling, it can probably continue to roll on its own. It's just a matter of getting that first initial push.
We want to snowball, really.
Exactly.
So the people without magic or charisma, we can go try that.
Like, I think I'm fairly charismatic. Wait, no, I'm not. I only have 12 charisma.
I don't have any charisma.
So, that's enough. You guys have a couple of options then. Do you want to... You can try and position yourself somewhere where you think the crowd will come to you, or you can go to where the crowd is and hope to get their attention, hope to find a suitable place and get their attention. That would be more dangerous, but that would probably have faster effects, because you could get them right where they are now rather than wait for them to continue to grow and come to you.
We're all willing to stick together. I think we can risk the...
Try the dangerous route?
Yeah.
We're all gambling.
Wait,
here.
What's the dangerous route?
To go into the mob to try and address them, or you can wait and position yourself so that as they come to you, you can address them as they come to you on your like home turf.
I think it would be preferable if we did not risk our own lives in this transfer.
Going to them, you would certainly be able to influence more of them more quickly.
We simply need to get more of the guards in on this so that we can rally the stronger people.
I mean, the guards are in protest. The guards are trying to stop the whole riots.
You assume the guards are trying to stop. From the areas where all the rioting is going, you would realize that there's no way a normal contingent of guards would be able to contain that kind of mess. Like, most likely the guards have either been overrun, or they're scrambling for safety, or they've sort of found an area where they may be trying to just defend one or two houses, or they've just said screw this and they've just backed off.
Just by a quick look around, how many guards walk in?
You figure that within a few blocks you could easily gather a dozen or two for sure.
We could do the dangerous way if we got a bunch of like meat shields.
Yeah. Very, very nice.
We could have a metal shield.
Okay, any of the guards that are around that are not currently involved in the riot would need to be
sniped.
You need to give them a good reason to come with you.
Robot.
Depending on what they're already doing. Some of them may already be thinking like you're thinking. They're like, we're just going to stop here and no one's going to get past me. And that might be hard to convince them to leave their post. Other guards might be already running. They're like, I was in the riot, I'm not going back. So depending on what you encounter, you may have to convince them.
High charisma scores.
I have a 13.
Claire's not bad.
I've got 8, so I'm going with whoever is the highest.
Remember, though, plus one's at 13.
If you use certain, like, there's certain points, if you hit the points, I'm going to make the roll a lot easier. If it's just, I say, come with me, okay, well, then you need a 20. If you say, come with me because of blah, 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 now you only need a 10.
It wouldn't be, I think we could go on our own or in groups of two, just around an area. Come meet back in half an hour.
Yeah, like you guys certainly, that might not be a bad idea. Split up into groups of two and then just see, like, everyone runs down a couple of nearby blocks, see if you can find any soldiers, bring them all back here, and then reassess.
Tinny could juggernaut march right into the crowd.
Well, but remember, the crowd, a lot of people in the crowd really haven't done anything wrong. Some of them are just, they're getting caught.
He's not going to actually try to hurt them. He's not going to grab and hold them. He's just going
to march. The guy punches you and then says, by the way, listen, I have something important to tell you. Are you going to listen to him after punching
you? We have to assemble our meat.
I could just try walking up to a crowd of people and start yelling, this is not how this should be done. If you want to have proper...
So you would do this instead of vocabulary work.
I think.
Are you going to do that instead of helping those guys?
Significantly more successful.
While I'm helping, like looking down.
So
while we're looking for soldiers, if we can try and rally people along the way to get them to calm down and follow us.
Where you are now, the riot hasn't really reached that area. So any people that are nearby are hiding. They're boarding up their houses, or they're running away from the sounds of the mob. You haven't encountered any rioters yet. There's still
while we're walking, we might as well try and rally everyone around us.
Soldiers are the only ones that you have a chance of convincing. Normal people are running the hell away. They're not. There's no way you're going to convince them to do anything.
Would there be more fist soldiers?
In Lower City, there definitely would be.
Okay.
So let's just try and rally everyone we think looks brave.
Two and two and two?
Yeah.
To make things simple? Okay. So, your checks will be a lot easier because most of them will recognize you and because you've got rank. You guys are...
We both look
you're
rich.
Not a flaming fist, you're a newer flaming fist, so they probably wouldn't know you. So you guys would have a harder chance.
He's made of metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to notice.
When you guys come across the first group of soldiers, what are you going to try and do to convince them? Let me just see. Are they defending or are they running? Or are they? These guys are just sort of, they're like you guys. They were on patrol and they're like, what is going on? Like they're looking for, they're trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, so I'm going to explain to them that there's a riot. And if they want to help, they most certainly should, as together we have a better chance of getting everything under control.
Okay.
And they most certainly will be helpful and capable of doing this.
Can you think of anything bad?
I would say we're working with Carl.
It's not locked.
I would say we're working with Carl, and we're about to meet back with him, and they're getting
I was waiting for someone to say they're Carl, so. Okay, both of you guys give me a charisma check.
Better together. Are we just gonna
just these two guys.
I got a 20. Sorry, 18.
Okay. So there were four guards. You guys have managed to convince them. They're like, absolutely. You're working with Carl. We're with you. You managed to bring the guys back.
Yeah.
Okay. So you two guys, you come across a group.
We both look rich. So That might have
okay, so you come across your... I don't think it was closed tightly. Sorry, we tried to stop them. They just wanted to sneak a peek.
Oh,
well. Okay, so you guys come across a patrol, much like their patrol. It's just guys who are wandering. They're not really sure what's going on. They're like, oh my god, there seems to be a riot. What are we going to do? Like, we should go and fight the riot.
Where was Carl?
Don't roll anything yet. And they're like, let's see if these guys know. You're with Carl? Okay. They're like, well, where is he? You don't look like Carl.
He's over there.
Well, what's he doing over there when the riot's over there? I don't
he's
believe
getting
you.
Other soldiers.
Oh, he is. Okay, both of you guys give me a Christmas check.
Uh-oh. Lucky three.
So nine plus, what's your charisma?
Charisma is none.
So yeah, these guys don't really, they don't know you. They're like, yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. They're like, nah, we're good. We're gonna just do what we can to help and make sure that things don't get wrecked. And they're like, you do your job, we'll do our job. They're not having it.
I'm gonna say, Carl is
there, you can't convince them. They're made up their mind. What are you guys doing? I'm with Carl.
Yeah. I'm one of his men.
I'm one of the barons.
Soldiers
know. Oh, yeah. They see you. They immediately, they're like, what should we do?
Alright.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
Inspire them doing.
Whenever we encounter someone, I roll a d20, and the closer it is to 20, the more they know who you are and the more they're willing to do what you say. I rolled a 20. So these guys, not only they know who you are, they want you to be the dude. Yeah. They see you both coming and they're like, yes, leadership. What are we doing?
We need to get more people so that we have a better chance of convincing the crowd.
And maybe start like rallying the crowd itself and get little bits of it.
Sorry. We need a presence of soldiers so I can like rally the crowd to calm down.
Okay, give me a presence check.
Yay, 13.
Oh yeah, nice, you guys rock it. So one guy's like, we just encountered a patrol a few streets over that way. We'll go get them. So these two new soldiers show up with you guys, and they're like, they don't know who you guys are. Actually, no, you guys have been adventuring with them, right?
Yeah.
So they say to the other guys, they go, are you guys coming? These are Carl's men. Carl's over here. Come on. Carl's awesome. Carl. And they're like, fine. So
we got four from them.
Yeah, so you've got four, so there's 12 plus the six of you, so there's 20 of you now.
All
right. We can do it the dangerous way.
Okay, so you're going to you're going to wade into the mob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carl first.
So with the Warforged's help and your knowledge of the city, you're able to figure out, like, if you go three blocks this way, there's a larger area where the streets converge, and there's, like, a couple of smaller shops that you figure if you can get up on the roof, like, a one-story, you can clearly address the group. You figure that there's a good chance you'll run into the mob, though, as you get closer. So how do you want to handle that if and when you run into resistance? What's your plan?
Run into resistance. Maybe, like, kind of go through them. But we're not going to, like, attack anyone.
Okay, so you just want to physically, like, the soldiers can form a wedge and you just keep moving?
If there was a triangle of soldiers heading straight towards somebody, they probably wouldn't stick around.
Okay, so that's your plan?
Yeah.
You guys are on board with that plan?
Okay. The wizard can
Everybody give me either a strength or a constitution check.
15.
I need if anyone gets single digits.
I got a 2.
I got 10.
I got 4. Digits, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah. 4. 14. What kind of check was this?
Strength
or constitution.
14.
What did you roll? Did you roll more than 10?
Like 4?
Yeah, I rolled a 16.
So strength in numbers. The cleric is, not the strongest guy, but he's in the middle of the wedge, and you guys managed to go through. The mob sort of, at first, they're not really sure what to make. You see the soldiers coming, but you get to it, sort of the phrase of it, where there's not a large group, and people literally just move out of your way. So you manage to get to the area, and it's pretty busy, pretty crowded, but... a couple of the guys managed to hoist Carl up onto the podium, onto the small building, like this awning. And yeah, you can see there's like people are smashing buildings, and there's people fighting in the streets, and people are, stealing stuff. Yeah, like it's pretty bad. So you're on. What do you do?
No, magic time first.
Oh, magic, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Fireworks.
It's like the scene at the end of the Revenge of the Nerds, where the nerds do their thing, and they get everyone to run over to their booth.
No? Yeah, I have Sacred Flame and Outlight.
So. I'm wondering, as a Warforge, I wouldn't have, like, standard vocal cords. Would I be able to yell louder than most people? Like, amplified internal speakers or something?
You would.
No, I would think actually the opposite. You probably don't have any vocal range. It's probably like your character always speaks at the same volume.
Hmm.
With minimal up and down.
That seems more obvious.
So give me an Arcana check. Would you be Intelligence? Give me a Religion check. Would you be Wisdom?
Do you have bonus to Arcana check?
Yeah, 12, plus 3.
Plus your Wisdom, which is probably 3 or 4.
My Wisdom's 3.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Nice.
19.
16 plus the number, you're at. Okay. So you guys manage to work together. You fire off and like the crowd. Let me just give the crowd a general check to see. Yeah, for the most part, the crowd is like, it stops. And like a hush falls over this area. You can still hear the crowd and the noise going on around. But the people right there, like they all sort of, they look over and they see like you guys are fireworks. And Carl's like,
I am Carl.
Are you not entertained? Okay, Carl, it's over to you. What are you doing? You guys are sort of behind him, so you can whisper stuff to him to try and help him here if he's not really sure what to say.
Musical instrument time.
I'm not playing flute. Not again.
It didn't work too well last time.
I start yelling at the crowd, like, enough!
I can only assume that you were enraged by the events of yesterday.
But it will not help us if we burn our precious city to the ground.
You're burning the city you want to become a part of.
I'm Carl the Great.
I'm the great and almighty Carl.
You might know me from such great moments as the Carrion Strike and saving that kid yesterday.
I'm Carl McClure. You might know me from such encounters as
Carl, I don't think they've heard of that. Perhaps you should speak to them on some terms that they can relate to. Perhaps
now, some of this stuff
part of the city.
Give me an initial charisma check. Oh, 19 on the dice. Oh, my. Plus the fireworks and his charisma mod. Yeah, the crowd is like, you absolutely whip them into front. Like they, you know, they're like, you know, they hear what you're saying, and you see them start to police themselves. Like, there's a guy who's like still like smashing a window, and his buddies next to him like, hey, stop. Come on. Like, the crowd literally calms down. And now that they're like, absolutely, you have their attention, what do you want them to do?
Times like these, unite.
You guys are all up there with them. You can help them. What do you think you should say to the crowd?
The crowd
is clearly looking for a direction.
Take into an orderly formation.
Wait, what did we want to do in the first place? Just stop the riot?
This is just a very small area.
Noticeably impact the outcome of the riot.
Yes.
In a positive.
So you've got, right now you've got the 20, including you guys, there's the 20 soldiers, and there's like about 100, probably a little over 100 regular people that are now all willing to listen. What do you want them to do?
Do something cool and fun without hurting anybody or anything.
Maybe tell them to maybe go back into the crowd, because now you have, then you'll have a whole bunch of people like spreading a positive message as opposed to let's break everything. And then when you finally get there, they might be more likely to listen to you.
100 people, because like, on my side, we can like get them. Like we can end this together and save our precious.
You can be Carl's merry men too.
Cool.
Together we can.
Okay. Give me a charisma check.
19.
Look at this dice, 18. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you guys are feeding him some ideas. Carl delivers the speech, and the crowd is like, yeah! Carl! For Baldur's Gate! Carl! And they're like, they're totally whipped into a frenzy, and they're like, let's do this! And then, so you realize, like, these guys will come with you, and you know that if you had a few more blocks down, you could probably get another big group together, so... Got the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
if we were doing this and we needed to drag it out for hours, we could do this again and again and again. Given the awesome roles you've been having already, though, we'll just assume that what happens is the crowd that's with you, for the most part, is able to help calm the crowd as you bring them in. Like, you've got angry crowd, calm crowd, and then they sort of merge together, and they all sort of get calm, and then you're able to address them, and you continue to convince the people that, you know...
You've always got more fireworks, even if they don't calm down.
Exactly. The first one works so well that you can just keep doing that, keep singing the greatest hits over and over again, and you're able to convince the people in the area to stop fighting. There's always a handful of people that are not interested, but as more and more people start to come onto your side, you have the more and more of the positive influence where they're policing themselves, and they're, you know, some of the people will stay behind in the certain areas to start cleaning up, and you know, you do this three or four more times, and then by the time you get to the next place, the people are already like, here he comes, woo! Like, the word is spreading faster than you can go around, and it literally takes you all day. You're able to pretty much stop. I know this is kind of lackluster, but we're just...
good enough.
Efficiency of time. Yeah, you're able to calm it down. So, let me just see what it says here. It's vital that the characters explain how they action. Okay, adventurers' actions must coordinate and amplify one another to have an effect on the mob. If everyone tries a different approach, intimidating a few people or convincing a handful over there, the party won't make a dent in the throng. The characters come up with an effective plan, and their players make a few successful checks. The crowd around them settles down. The resulting calm spreads outward from there. A few ugly incidents might still develop in other areas. A large number of people are incarcerated, but the day turns out far more peaceful than it would have without the characters' intervention.
Oh, sweet, that worked.
Yeah, it's very straightforward.
It actually impacted it.
Yeah, this one was a tough one. The one from the last week with where it was literally, I had a script that the things happened, and it depended on where you were when it happened and how you chose to interact. It was the one with the crossbow guys. It was almost impossible to stop that one. It was just going to happen. That's why I wasn't going to play it out too much. It's sort of like this happens whether you're there or not.
Oh, I really, really wanted to stop that.